listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, public health nursing.
Hi, and welcome to Wellness Wednesday. My name is Donna Bean. I am a nurse at the Bethel Public Health Center. Today we're going to be talking about the flu vaccine or influenza. So it is flu season again. Technically, it started in October, but it varies every year. So we're going to be talking about the flu vaccine, what the flu is, who needs to get the flu vaccine, and how to protect ourselves and our community this season. So I have our guest here today, Dr. Jennifer Case. She is a pediatric resident at YKHC. She's visiting from Seattle, but this is her second time up in the YK Delta. So I'm going to let her introduce herself before we get started. But first, if any listeners today have any questions, you can go ahead and call in. Our numbers are 543-5985 or 1-800-995-8954. Okay, Jennifer, thanks for being here today. I know you're in the outpatient clinic. Is it UConn?
Yep.
Yes. So thanks for being here and to Dr. Acevedo for covering. So if you could just introduce yourself a little bit, tell us what you do.
Sure, no problem. So I'm a pediatric resident, which means I finished medical school, got my medical degree, and then after that you do a residency in pediatrics, so taking care of kids. It's about 3 years long. I'm halfway through, and my particular program, we are based out of Seattle Children's, and then we're in the Alaska Track, so we come up to Bethel and Anchorage for 16 weeks of each year. So my second time here in Bethel, it's been great so far. Other than that, I grew up in San Diego, and I've lived in New York and Colorado, and been all over the place. So I'm happy to be here and talk about the flu vaccine today.
I don't know if anyone's ever said that. Be happy to talk about the flu vaccine. So in our work, when we do immunization visits or just see patients, and I think the same for YK, you always look and offer flu vaccine. Mm-hmm. What are do most people want to get the flu vaccine, or do they say they don't have time, or what are the things that you hear?
Yeah, I think sometimes it might be a little bit different in the pediatric world or with kids versus with adults. You have people who are all about it, give me the flu vaccine regardless, we don't have to talk about it. And then you have people who either are afraid of getting shots in general, who either want to do it all as a family, so they don't want to do it that day. We have people who are afraid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're afraid that their kid might get a little fussy afterwards. And so if they already have an illness, they worry about that. But there is a little bit of hesitancy. Sometimes I see a little bit more in the Bethel community than elsewhere.
Oh, than like working in Seattle maybe?
Just different populations. I feel like there's people who will – I feel more in Seattle you have a group of people who don't want any vaccines.
Okay.
Versus here I think a lot of people want – all the vaccines, but maybe not the flu specifically, and that's just something they've decided to do for their family. But it is that time.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's the same thing that I see, is that most people think that if they get the flu vaccine, they might get the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just people maybe don't, which I think is a part of what we're doing today, maybe educating more about what the flu vaccine is and who is at risk. And maybe we don't want to get vaccinated because we'll be fine, but there's babies in our community, there's pregnant women, and there are elders that would really benefit from the protection from herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that. but, yeah, so the annual flu shot, we get a flu shot there's a new flu shot every year. Flu shots can reduce illnesses from the flu, any kind of flu virus that you might get. It can prevent any visits to the doctor or serious disease or serious illness and potential hospitalization, and then not being able to go to work or school. And the more people that are vaccinated, the more our community will be protected from the flu. So, Jennifer, let's start off with just like, what is the flu? It's also called influenza. What do people feel when they have it? What's the deal?
Sure. So the flu is a virus, so different than a bacterial infection, which might be treated with antibiotics. The flu is a virus. It's seasonal, so it's typically in winter months. It affects pretty much anybody in the population, whereas some diseases might be more popular amongst kids or adults. But pretty much anybody can get the flu. There are people who are at higher risk of having more complicated courses with the flu. The classic picture of somebody who's got it is a pretty quick onset of fever, a headache, body aches, and kind of just general malaise or tiredness. Mm-hmm. Some in kids, you tend to have a little bit more of GI symptoms, so vomiting, diarrhea, bellyache.
Okay.
Whereas in adults, it's a little bit less so. And kids tend to get higher fevers, so greater than 102.
Okay.
Versus in adults, it may not necessarily be as high. It's spread through coughing or sneezing, but can even just be spread through breathing in close contact with other people if you already have the flu.
Okay. What about sharing drinks, food, utensils?
Less so, but still being very cautious about that, because if you're that close to somebody, you're still sharing the same air and breathing space. So it's more it's spread through secretions in the air.
Okay.
But if those are dropping onto somebody's utensils, then, of course, you can get it through any close contact. There are other people. So somebody, you might get the flu and you might have a little bit of a fever and you might feel a little bit down. And someone like me who has probably a very similar health status could get the flu and get really sick and then end up getting complications on top of that. So it's really hard to predict how bad you will feel.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier that it's a virus, mm-hmm. not a bacteria. So we treat bacteria with antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not a bacteria, we cannot treat the flu with antibiotics?
Yep. So there are very rare instances where you can get a bacterial infection on top of your virus, on top
okay.
of the flu.
That sounds terrible.
Yes. and that's unfortunate. And that would mean you'd probably be in the hospital after that. But there is a medicine, and there's a new medicine coming out sometime this year
mm-hmm.
that is, once you're identified as having the flu, you could potentially take it to shorten the length of time that you get it, but it really only shortens it by maybe half a day.
Is that Tamiflu?
Yeah. So Tamiflu is the original one, and then they're coming out with a new one, and I can't remember the name.
So when do you give Tamiflu?
So Tamiflu has a little reputation for not making you feel very good either. So it's kind of like you're choosing your game. So we give it to people who are really high risk of getting further complications.
Okay.
So little tiny babies, the elderly population, or people who don't have great immune systems might need to be protected a little bit more.
Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You just mentioned babies, elders, and then people who maybe have weak immune systems.
Yep.
So they're at high risk. Is there anyone else that is at high risk for complications?
Sure.
Which would be?
So pretty broad range, but people at higher risk. So really little kids who can't really don't have the immune system and they don't have all the energy that adults have.
Mm-hmm.
The elderly who also tend to have higher rates of complications from the flu or any disease at all. People with poor immune systems, so either they have cancer and they're on medication that lowers their immune system, or they have other illnesses at baseline. So anybody with chronic respiratory infections or illness. So
asthma?
Asthma, bronchiectasis, okay. People who have COPD from smoking maybe, or who have baseline lung problems would be mm-hmm. have more complications.
So I know a lot of people, there are a lot of pediatric cases of asthma
mm-hmm.
in the YK Delta. We've got a lot of elders in our communities. So the flu vaccine, just for everyone listening, the flu vaccine is not just to protect the person getting the flu vaccine. It's also to protect those around us. So if we don't get sick, then we won't be able to pass it on to little babies or to our elders or people that, who may be sick that we don't even know about, maybe people like mm-hmm. you just mentioned with cancer who are recovering from long-term illness. What about pregnant women? Should they get the flu vaccine?
Yeah, so pregnancy is such a special and fragile time where you're developing a baby inside you, and so you want to protect that baby and also the pregnant woman from getting the flu because it can harm the baby and also harm the woman herself as well. That's kind of the most typical kind of pushback we get on getting the flu vaccination is I'm perfectly healthy. I don't spend a lot of time around little kids or older people. So why should I get the flu vaccine? My body can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And that exactly what you said is my response usually is like, well, if you know anybody with a little baby who you wouldn't want to get the flu and have to spend time in the hospital, or you have grandparents that you might see, you might not know that you even have the flu and you're seeing them yet because it can take it can be contagious for 1 to 4 days and take a couple days for it to show up while you already have it.
Okay. So you can be sick with the flu, not know, not feel anything for a couple days and just be spreading it around
mm-hmm.
and then you get sick and know. Okay.
Yeah. And so I think it's just important factors to think about that it's all about, it's about protecting your whole community rather than just your own health.
Okay. So what are other ways besides the flu vaccine that we might be able to prevent the spread of flu and protect mm-hmm. our community?
Yeah, so, nothing new here. Washing our hands is really a huge thing in keeping,
awesome.
Preventing spread of any germs, whether it's the flu or other illness. I think coughing into your elbow and not into your hands, which means you're not putting your hands on everything after that. That's a really good one. Staying home if you already have the flu or a viral illness so you don't go to work and bring it in and give it to everybody at your workplace. And then not only is everybody sick, but then your workplace is missing out on serving the community.
Do doctors and nurses and everyone, they have to get the flu vaccine?
Every year. And if we don't, we actually can't. At a certain date, we're either have to say why we're not getting it, or they will hold your medical license until you get it, at least within residency.
Because it's a serious – the flu is a serious thing.
Yeah.
It kills people.
Yeah.
Right?
We don't want to go into one patient room and then give it to the next patient if we get it, if we have it. You know, it's really bad to spread it to people who are already sick.
So you mentioned earlier, too, that there are complications from the flu some people are more at risk, elders, pregnant women, babies, for complications from the flu. What are some of the complications that you see or have been exposed to?
Yeah, so people can get pneumonia or have respiratory failure when they can't tolerate all the side effects of having the flu,
mm-hmm.
Which means you get hospitalized, and some people can die from not being able to manage the flu symptoms on their own.
And it looks like we have a caller from here in Bethel. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I'm calling from Bethel.
Yeah, do you have a question?
No, but I have a comment.
Okay.
When speakers keep saying it's really hard to follow them. And when that happens, I really can't follow. So please keep that in mind. So I'm saying too, and maybe when I keep saying you're not able to really follow what I'm saying. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to do that.
So, sorry, getting back to... Thank you for the tip. We want people to be able to hear and understand what we're saying about the flu vaccine. So we were just saying that some of the complications from the flu vaccine or from the flu, if someone's sick with the flu and they end up getting really sick, they can get further disease in their lungs,
mm-hmm.
not be able to breathe and maybe die.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be the worst turnout with that would be getting pneumonia and not being able to breathe and death, of course. There are other types of complications of getting the flu, but that is the biggest one we worry about. And like I mentioned before, if you can also get a bacterial infection on top of having the viral flu, and that becomes much more complicated in treatment.
Okay. So the flu vaccine helps to protect us from all of this. There are a lot of different vaccine options. There's vaccines for babies. That's a pre-filled syringe. There's some for adults. There's nasal kind. They're coming up with a new one that's an intradermal patch. I don't know what we have available. For us over at the Public Health Center, we've got pre-filled syringes for little ones, and then we just have a regular needle shot. I don't know what YK offers.
Yeah, so it's very similar at YK. It's pretty standard. I think if anybody has concerns about particular ones, whether they wanted to be covered for 3 strains versus 4 strains, I don't think that we currently have the flu mist, which is the one you spray into your nose, but it is available this year, which it was not available last year.
Is one more effective than the other, or is there a reason to get – how do you know if there's 3 viruses or 4 in the vaccine?
Yeah, so usually within their name, they tell you whether they're trivalent or have four virus strains that they cover, and whether they're live or inactivated, meaning whether they're safe for pregnant people or otherwise. The reasons – usually we try to pick how the flu vaccine is designed is that – we look at what's happening in the other hemispheres of the world who have their seasons kind of flipped from ours. So, for example, Australia has summer when we have winter. And so we look at
on the other side of the equator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So we look at their winter and what strains have been really active down there. Mm-hmm. And then use that to predict what strains will be really active in the U.S. And of course, you know, that's a betting game. And so some years it's more effective than others. But even in years where it's not as highly effective, so it's a little bit lower, that it still prevents tens of thousands of deaths every year. So it's still important, even if it's not the most effective year.
Yeah, when I'm explaining the flu vaccine to folks, I point out that we give the quadrivalent, which means that there are 4 different viruses it's going to protect you from, and that basically every year scientists get together around the world and sort of determine which are going to be the viruses that are most likely to make people the most sick and maybe kill a lot of people. There have already been deaths this flu season. It started kind of early in lower 48. And so when you get a flu vaccine, there's at least from us, from YK and Bethel Public Health, and I'm sure Bethel Family Clinic, it protects from 4 different viruses. So even if there's tons of different flu viruses, not just those 4, but if you get the flu vaccine, it protects you from those 4, and it can help protect from the others, right?
Yeah. So obviously, there's no guarantee that the flu vaccine prevents you from getting the flu at all. But it does prevent you from getting really sick from the flu if you do get it anyway. It's been shown to have people who had the flu vaccine and then get the flu that they have a much easier course and they don't require hospitalization or have any complications.
So yet another reason to get the flu vaccine. And then just to touch on, I guess, the thing one more time, the thing that I do hear a lot of is that the flu shot is going to give me the flu. The flu shot cannot give you the flu.
Yeah. So it cannot give you the flu. It's inactivated. So it means basically how it works is it shows your immune system things that look like the virus but that aren't able to reproduce themselves. So it's teaching your immune system how to react to the flu virus that we think is most popular this year without giving you the actual flu. But what that means is sometimes you can feel a little bit junky after you get it. So you can have a small fever afterwards because your immune system is learning how to react to the flu. So it wouldn't be a full flu course and it wouldn't be actually getting the flu. It's just your body demonstrating that it's getting activated and it's learning how to fight the flu off if you did come in contact. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So basically, like, I've seen a picture of a moose, so when I see a moose in real life, mm-hmm. I know what it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and what you would do.
And how to run away. Because yeah. they can, especially if it's like mating season.
Exactly.
Okay. So for anyone who's just listening in, we're talking about the flu vaccine today and the flu. So if there's any questions about safety or who should get the flu shot, who should not, we have a doctor here from YKHC. She works in pediatrics, Jennifer Case, and I'm here from Public Health Nursing. The numbers to call into are 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. And we just have sort of been reviewing, you know, what is the flu? What are some of the symptoms? And just to stress that the more people who get the flu vaccine, the more people will be protected. So even if you do feel healthy and you think you don't need the flu vaccine, there are people in your community that need that protection. Little babies, pregnant women, and the babies inside of them, elders, and people who are sick or who are maybe on steroids for arthritis or who are taking treatment for asthma or other respiratory illnesses that maybe we don't see, they also need to be protected from the flu. And you getting the flu shot, which is free, right? Mm-hmm. It's free, which is free for most people. That will help tremendously with the health of our community because all winter,
yep.
flu season lasts from what, October to?
It can go on for a long time.
Okay.
I'd say to April probably.
And last year's flu season?
Last year's flu season was pretty long, October to about the same.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty bad season last year. It was similar to what happened in 2009 and 10 where the rates were really high and the flu vaccine wasn't they didn't do a great job on picking
yeah.
which strains, but they still prevented a lot of deaths with people getting the flu vaccine. And I did want to talking about people who are at higher risk of getting the flu or getting complications from the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to include people who are either homeless or have drug or alcohol problems because those activities tend to lower your immunity and you're exposed and not necessarily able to care for yourself if you did get that.
Yeah. And we're able to see anyone, right,
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
comes in,
yeah.
whatever your financial status might be.
Yep.
We don't refuse service to people who can't afford it. And it's a public health issue.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So then that was covering the cost of the flu shot. but besides, we've heard of things like outbreaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about what an outbreak might look like? I know that's the reason why we have like a worldwide group of people getting
mm-hmm.
together to look at the flu vaccine and predict and make sure people get vaccinated on a mass level. We've seen outbreaks before,
mm-hmm.
early 20th century,
yeah.
millions of people died. And so if you could just talk a little bit about outbreaks and that.
Yeah. So outbreaks in general kind of look like rapid spreading of the flu that the resources in the community and the hospitals can't tolerate that volume. And so it just continues to spread and spread. And then there's more deaths and more illnesses and much larger effect on the community as a whole and everybody's health.
Mm-hmm.
People, I can't ever get a sense from my patients and their families of whether people understand that they can die from the flu. And
mm-hmm.
If it gets out of control, then that just like exponentially speeds up the rate of death or severe complications. So outbreaks would look like not just within a family, but with everybody in the community getting the flu and then not being able to provide for their families or the people around them.
Yeah. We've got a caller, Mary from Bethel.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. What brand of the flu shot was the best for this year? Because, you know, like every year, they're not the same every year. And I'm asking this question because when I got my flu shot, my upper respiratory infection got worse. My throat so I'm going to start to work. And I just have URIs on the infections when I got the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering why I got something to make it worse, the coughing and everything.
So, sorry, Mary. So you're asking which brand of flu shot is the best?
Best for this year.
For over 50-year-olds?
Yeah.
Well, I think that we get ours from Sanofi Pasteur.
Mm-hmm. I think two things. So I think we kind of, as a community of health providers, pick the flu shot that we think will be the best for the year. And that hopefully covering as many strains as we can. It sounds like you said that you also had a respiratory infection and it seemed to get worse after you got your flu shot. Is that what you...
Yes. Yeah. And I had informed the person who gave me the flu shot that if you don't care for me to get the shot, boy, I have a bad URI and bad sinus infection. And that person told me yes, it was okay. So I went ahead and got the flu shot. But my question is, you know, why did that flu shot seem to make those signs and symptoms worse?
Yeah, I think kind of like I was mentioning before, when you get the flu shot, even if you didn't have a cold already, you might feel a little bit hot or a little bit tired. And that's your immune system kind of revving up and reacting to what was in the shot, but it doesn't mean you actually have that you're actually infected with the flu. And so if you already have a cold or a upper respiratory infection, having your immune system revved up a little bit might make you feel a little bit worse, but I don't think it actually made I wouldn't think that it would make your respiratory infection worse or last any longer, but it might. You got two things that your body is fighting at that time, but you wouldn't necessarily, you don't have the flu, you just have your respiratory infection that you already probably feel not very good from. Does that make sense?
Well, it does make sense for most people, but then we are individually different, how we react to things is different. And it wasn't that mild, untoward effect to me, because mine, you know, really felt major. I would just cough and cough and cough despite my inhalation.
Well, Mary, I think at that point, what we would tell everyone so is that they would need to get seen at the hospital and get further testing. That's probably what Jennifer is mentioning. Probably another type of illness, but the flu vaccine does not cause those types of side effects. The side effects of vaccines are usually.
The
CDC has a list of side effects of each of the vaccines that we give, the most frequent.
Yes.
And coughing is not one of them. There's fever, some soreness, redness, swelling, and some people in very rare cases have allergic reactions to some of the ingredients. And that's usually only people who maybe have severe egg allergies when it comes to the flu.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mary,
for calling. So we were talking a little bit ago about outbreaks,
mm-hmm,
and how outbreaks can spread through the community. There was a worldwide flu pandemic that started at the end of World War I, so like 1917-18, and it did get all the way to Alaska. It was worldwide, killed mm-hmm millions and millions of people, hundreds of millions of people. And so in the native Alaskan population here from 1918 to 1919, it affected people from the Aleutian chain to over to Juneau up to Nome. And so there's an article by Trisha Brown, and she said that because so many people were sick with the flu, many Alaska Natives, which you had mentioned, there were people, you know, when you can no longer care for yourself and your children because everyone's just starting to get sick, people were unable to perform subsistence activities, to harvest moose, to chop wood. And so even after the pandemic passed, they were so weak and ill still that many people ended up dying of starvation. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of extra complications that come from a disease like the flu that can spread really quickly in our community. And the way to one of the main ways to protect ourselves is getting vaccinated. Some people, when it comes to pandemics, there's not a rational basis, you know, to believe early years of the 21st century are going to be different than before. We've actually got more people living. We're in the world, you know, we're a lot more crowded. There's a lot more people to vaccinate. And so it can spread really quickly. It is possible. We talked about hand washing and vaccines, but do you, Jennifer, can you think of anything else we can do as healthcare providers or just as community members, maybe, and talking about the flu that can help?
Yeah, I think the number one way to prevent the flu is really getting the vaccine, and then preventing the spread of germs. Just to kind of emphasize how great how much effect it can have. There's 50% less hospitalization for people with chronic lung disease who have had the vaccination. Same with people with diabetes. It's up to 80%. Pregnant women, it's down by 50% just from getting people vaccinated. And I think it's really important to highlight how effective that is. Other things we can do is being aware, and if you are hesitant to get the flu vaccine, to make an appointment and chat with your provider about the concerns and questions you have. Because it is, you're right, and you should think about what's right for your health. And so just being a strong advocate for yourself, but if you do have questions or concerns, addressing them instead of just avoiding getting the flu shot altogether. One of the things we like to do when we have little kids who are afraid of getting shots is think about the whole family getting them together and making it a family activity so they can see, oh, mom got the shot, dad got the shot, he did okay, it wasn't that painful or hard, and it makes it a lot less traumatic for little kids to go through that and learn about their own health.
We're in fall time, so we've been doing the annual school screenings for tuberculosis in schools and also offering the flu shot. So people can, like, kids can come with their friends and do it that way. But also, I guess, just maintaining normal health, trying to refrain, you know, alcohol consumption, tobacco use, eating healthy and exercising so we can keep our immune system up and maybe not get as negative of effects from the flu if we do come in contact with it. That's another thing I can think of.
We definitely, as providers, every time we see a patient, we make sure we look at their vaccinations and see if they're due for anything. And then advocate for, if they're due for the flu, the rest of the family probably is too, and maybe getting everybody one that day. We do have an option to give the flu vaccine at the clinic that's at the high school.
Oh, awesome.
And so we can we don't give it without getting consent from parents. So we usually call from the clinic before giving it and make sure they're okay with it unless the kid is over 18. But just another way so they don't have to miss school to come in and get it. They can just kind of come over and get a vaccination.
That's great.
Head back to school.
Well, we have sort of covered everything that I think we needed to cover today. It was a shorter holiday radio show on the flu. And I know everyone is going to be getting together tomorrow to celebrate Thanksgiving or Turkey Day or whatever you might call it. I know there's some people who are going to try to exercise in the morning and do a 5K, which is very admirable. But if you want to get the flu shot today, that won't stop you from, you know, enjoying pumpkin pie and turkey tomorrow. And just maybe have a conversation about it with your family if you're going to have everyone around, you know, and just think about the faces around the table and the babies and the elders and everyone there. And we want to make sure that everyone stays healthy and that we don't have to send anyone in, you know, out of Bethel for hospital services due to flu. We'd really love to see everyone be healthy this season and stop the spread of any disease. So, Jennifer, is there anything else that you wanted to add or like a take-home message? We can totally repeat it again. Repetition is key.
Yeah, I think I always advocate for everybody getting their flu shot every year. It prevents it from you having a really bad course if you were exposed to the flu. And no one wants the flu. It's not good for babies and it's not good for our elders. Yep, that's all.
Okay. So we've got – you can call YKHC at 543-6000 and listen if you'd like to – do they need to schedule an appointment to get the flu shot? I know they had flu out in the lobby last week.
But. Yeah, sometimes it's out in the lobby for just like a whole day. I think they were talking about doing it at Saturday Market.
Yes. I think in December.
Yep. And then you can make a nurse's visit to get the flu shot. You don't need a full appointment.
So what's a nurse's visit?
You just call and say that you want to come in for your flu shot, and it doesn't have to be – it makes it easier to get in.
Oh, so it's like a shorter visit, like 15, 20 minutes, something like that?
Definitely.
Awesome. Okay. Same thing at Bethel Public Health, 543-2110. Anyone who wants to come in, bring your little ones. It's a short visit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quick. We are very efficient at giving shots. We got a lot of practice. But yeah, so you can go to YK, Bethel Family Clinic, or Bethel Public Health. I think those are the three ones we've got here. We don't have a CVS or a Walgreens, but if you're in Anchorage, they give those out too. It's really quick. And if you have any questions, please contact your provider at any appointment. Let them know what your questions are about the flu vaccine or anything in general. You have the right to advocate for yourself with your provider.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Jennifer.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK, a show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.